June 1st will mark the one-year anniversary of the Forest 16 fire, starting north of Durango in the San Juan National Forest. It took 2 months for the fire to be contained, burning 54,000 acres, an area larger than Mesa Verde National Park. But even with that one-year anniversary coming up, one question lingers. What started the Forest 16 fire? Jonathan Romeo reports on the environment for the Durango Herald. He's been following developments on the investigation. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me.
Jonathan, so the U.S. Forest Service works on wildfire investigations. The service says the Forest 16 investigation is still open. What do we know about where it stands today?
Well, yeah, we do not know much almost 1 year later. The U.S. Forest Service is the federal agency that is in charge of investigating the cause of wildland fires that break out on lands that they manage, yet we're almost, like you said, here a year later without a cause. Originally, after the fire, we were told a cause would be released in the fall or winter. But back in March, Forest Service officials said the investigation was taking a bit longer than expected, given the complexity of the investigation and the sheer cost of fighting the fire.
Do we have any indication of what the Forest Service believes to be the cause? I know it sounds like they've been pretty tight-lipped about the situation.
From an official standpoint, we really don't. The Forest Service treats wildfire investigations like crimes. They aren't allowed to say much. So at this point, all we know is that it is an open investigation that hasn't been completed. And there's really no set time frame for fire investigations. It's really on a case-by-case basis. Sometimes, you know, the cause is immediately known, or sometimes it takes a few days. In other, you know, more extreme circumstances, it can take up to a few years, and it's really anyone's guess when this announcement about the 416 fire will come.
How are local politicians reacting to the wait, especially with this undetermined economic impact that's hanging over Durango and southwest Colorado?
Sure, there's definitely frustration among the community, whether that's residents or our elected officials. I think that going into this fire season, although we've been kind of blessed with the wet precipitation this year, there's always a threat of fire, and you know you want to improve year after year on what you've learned. And last year was certainly a major learning point for this community with probably the biggest fire we've had since the Missionary Ridge fire in 2002. So by not knowing the cause, we can't prevent that in the future. It's a point of contention here for sure.
The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad is under a lot of criticism. It's a heritage line that operates a coal-fired engine between Durango and Silverton in the summer. Some area residents are putting the blame on the train. Why is that?
They are. There were eyewitness accounts that we reported about that from residents in a neighborhood north of Durango who witnessed a small fire start to climb up a hillside just moments after the train went by on June 1st, on the morning of June 1st. This has fueled intense speculation that the train did cause it. Like you said, the coal-fired steam engines are known for sending off cinders that can, spark wildfires. And this neighborhood in particular had grown so used to seeing these small fires start that they were kind of equipped with their own firefighting techniques and water tankers. The train, of course, has their own fire mitigation measures as well, but that is certainly one of the reasons why people believe the train is responsible.
This has resulted in a lawsuit from residents. Where does that stand as far as the investigation, is still pending?
Yeah, it's just a few months after the fire in September 2018. Residents and businesses filed a lawsuit against the train seeking compensation for damages before a cause was named. Of course, a year later, we still don't have that cause. Not quite sure how that works in the legal proceedings. That lawsuit is still pending in the courts. It really hasn't gone too far. But residents and businesses already are pitting this on the train and seeking damages from not only the effects of the fire, but also the flooding that occurred in July and September that caused substantial damage to private property. Of course, during the fire, no homes or structures were lost, but there have been quite substantial damages after those rains, and that threat looms into the future.
Wrapping things up today, Jonathan, as you just mentioned, there are a number of different costs that are ultimately going to tie back to the 416 fire related to flooding or the economic damages, as well as the $40 million that's estimated for the firefighting costs alone. when the time comes and the investigation is completed and perhaps they do point it at someone like the railroad, how does that responsibility get accepted?
I think it's kind of interesting to note that we filed an open records request to find out just how much the train has paid in the past for fires that it has started. And we had a 20-year snapshot. And during that time, the Forest Service had billed the railroad about $1.2 million. But after all the legal proceedings and all the legal fights and played out, the railroad ended up only about paying half of that $1.2 million, the rest falling on the Forest Service and the taxpayer. And even in those instances, you know, it took years sometimes for those fires to be settled. In one case, it was 10 years before the train actually paid. So, you know, if it turns out that the train is the cause, we could be looking for a pretty long time before this is all settled and done with.
Jonathan Romeo covers the environment for the Durango Herald. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jonathan.
Thank you.